This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and thanks for listening to Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm Zach. I'm here with Laura. We have an exciting announcement today, and also kind of an ironic episode, I guess. We're talking about how to break up, prompted by an article that I just finished, and some of the different ideas out there. I'm not that good at breaking up, but sometimes you got to do it, and sometimes it's hard to do. So hope that you stick around. Thanks. Here I am.
Hi, Zach. Here I am.
Hi, Laura. What'd you say?
Here I am. You know, that was actually, the name of one of my very favorite songs from growing up as a kid.
You know what we call that?
What?
Foreshadowing.
I know, because we're going to be talking about songs today.
I know. That is, well, sort of.
Yeah, about breakup songs. But before we get to that, we have very important news.
Yep.
Many of you have heard of our...
I want to make sure that we preface this with sincerity, because usually we're kidding when we talk about this, but we're not. We're very serious.
We're not joking. We have an actual partnership with an actual company that is not Jimmy John's or Google or Amazon or any of those massive conglomerates that we have talked about.
Or Costco or Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh. No, this is very cool. Very cool. Very cool. Okay.
Okay. Go. All right. So Ana Luisa, they reached out to us, and this is a jewelry company, and they reached out to us and they said, we have a beautiful jewelry we want to send you. And so we got to go online and pick out pieces that we wanted, which I was like, game, I'm in. I love like simple necklaces. I have what I call my statement necklaces that I wear on the stage that have to be big and bulky. And then I have my everyday necklaces. And I would say that Ana Luisa's pieces fall into the everyday wear. It's kind of like, perfect for Rebecca and myself. Cause like not super flashy.
They don't have any boy jewelry.
They don't have boy jewelry.
It's for girls. Yeah. So I got to pick out something for Rebecca.
Exactly. So
I once bought Rebecca a pair of earrings when I was dating her.
Okay.
And then I bought her an engagement ring. And then I think I've not bought her another piece of jewelry since then. She's just not really into it. And she likes to pick out her own stuff. But
you fare? Because you picked it out.
Well, she was extremely surprised, which was awesome.
Okay.
And she really digs it. So I don't know what you got, but I'll tell you what I got.
Okay.
I found this, I guess you'd have to call it like a combination. It was this necklace set of necklaces.
Okay.
They're all different lengths and they all had a little bit of a different design on it. And I just picked something that I thought would kind of resonate with her. She's a fashionable person and she actually works in fashion.
Yeah,
for a
she should be fashionable. She works in fashion. Yeah.
But she totally dug it. And then the cool part was, as I was learning about Ana Luisa, I found that I discovered something that I did not know.
Tell me.
And so Abby, my 15-year-old, all hopped up on the environment and stuff. That's her like cause of choice right now. Mm-hmm. But I found out that the gold that Ana Luisa uses is 100% recyclable or recycled.
Yeah.
So they're repurposing gold. And I love it when a company, I really do love when a company has what's called a triple bottom line, meaning, of course, they want to make money. That we're in business to make a profit.
Yeah.
They also want to like enrich people's lives. That's be the second bottom line. But then also to protect the environment or protect or somehow benefit the environment is really cool. So I don't know if that's their explicit business model, but it's I'm a fan.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's something that like turned you.
Yeah.
So I think the way you described the necklace that you bought, it was like three in one, right? So you got It was a necklace, yeah. and it looks like it's all one necklace, but they hang at different lengths and it's gold. Okay, yeah. So I think I got the same necklace. And when I originally ordered it, I thought it was going to be one necklace that just had three different lengths on it. And then when it arrived, it was three separate necklaces, which for me was like extra exciting because I just got a 3-in-1 deal. Now I have three separate necklaces. They're all different, but they hang at different lengths and I can mix match and whatever. But here's something that I noticed, and I don't know if you handled the necklaces, but my necklaces that were gold were heavy. And I'm used to buying kind of like crap recyclable jewelry because I'm cheap. So the last necklace that I bought, I actually bought it on Amazon. And I probably paid $25 for this, thinking it was going to be great. And it lasted me a couple of weeks before it started to tarnish. And part of when Ana Luisa, first of all, it came in like beautiful packaging, but when it arrived, it said that they offer a complimentary 1-year warranty. And I was shocked. I was like, if I have anything for longer than a couple of weeks, I am just astonished. So I'm pretty darn excited that now I have three separate necklaces that fit together and I'm going to at least have them for a year because I have a 1-year warranty. So if you guys are interested in checking out our partnership with Ana Luisa, first of all, it's spelled A-N-A. And then Luisa's L-U-I-S-A. So you can go to their website. It's analuisa.com. And then /forbetterus is our link. And I think important to note that this is coming out, our podcast is coming out mid-April. And Mother's Day is coming out a month after that. So now would be a perfect time to hop over to analuisa.com/forbetterus. Forbetterus. To check out Mother's Day gifts, right?
Yeah, because Mother's Day is coming out soon.
Did I say that? It's coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what else is coming out? The Avengers Endgame, like in 2 weeks. I'm so excited.
They did not sponsor this podcast. Hey, what are we talking about today, by the way?
Because I know Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
That starts next weekend.
Game of Thrones is such a good show. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about this article that I just finished. Actually, I finished it for the Gottman Institute. And I really had a fun time writing it, even though the topic is kind of dreary, which is they asked me to write an article about how to break up.
Is this for married folks or for people who are dating?
So the specific instructions I got were to, A, help emphasize that in this case, the Gottman Institute, but also therapists, their job isn't necessarily to keep your relationship together. It's really to help you make appropriate choices about your relationship, given where you may be. And then the second one was that, it was geared more toward people who maybe have more like freedom to break up. So not necessarily, I don't own a house. We're not married. We don't own a house. We don't have kids. So it's really about folks who are kind of dating or thinking about dating. But I think the principles remain consistent and helpful. But the reason I enjoyed writing it so much was because, well, first of all, I haven't broken up a lot. I got married when I was really young.
And I haven't either. I think I had like a handful of boy toys. I wouldn't even call them boyfriends, but boy toys.
Yeah. Well, so I don't have a lot of experience in this space. I've been broken up with a couple times and the couple times that I have broken up with someone else, I did it really badly, like really badly.
This is before message, so you didn't text him. Did you just ghost him?
No. I'm not even going to talk about it here because I think there's people that might get mad at me. But anyway, since I didn't have any experience, what I did was I Googled, and this is a fun thing to do, kind of the greatest breakup songs of all time.
Yeah.
And
why don't I do that while we're talking? Yeah.
There's a lot. And so I got to put them in the article and kind of built the article around the songs. And so I don't know how to, how you want to talk about it necessarily, but, I want to hear what you have to think too.
Well, I'm just curious. So if you didn't have a whole lot of experience, were you just like Googling what these people had to say, like Taylor Swift, really Taylor, you've had a lot of relationships. How did you break up? How do you feel about breaking up?
Okay, so this is an easy one because that song, it's basically one line, right? We are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Yeah.
And I used that song in the article to talk about how this is, I don't know, maybe it was the third or fifth paragraph, I don't remember, but about how you got to set boundaries, right? Like you got to have clear boundaries post breakup, just so that everybody's on the same page. I mean,
yeah,
I remember a girlfriend broke up with me in college and, I tried to convince her that she was wrong. Like I was like, this is wrong. You can't do this. And I got to tell you, probably for 2 or 3 years afterwards, I thought we were going to eventually get back together.
Wow. You were holding a candle for quite a while.
Yeah, but I was still kind of dating other people. And then I met Rebecca and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're never, ever, ever, ever getting back together. So I actually told her, I let her know. And she was like, I know. I knew that already.
Yeah.
So this is like 5 years later, you know.
I have to say, I'm actually kind of surprised. I've had couples that have come to me where they have actually gone through the process of divorce and then remarried each other. Have you had mm-hmm. couples?
I have a couple that remarried each other twice.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Wow.
So anyway. So yeah.
So setting boundaries is important.
And that's after the breakup. But I think the thing that I was really keen on early, well, sort of chronologically with regard to how to break up is two things that are important is one, it's okay. You got to know when it's time to go. And secondarily, you got to know that it's okay to go. Like, there's no reason to stay in a relationship, particularly one that's abusive or, you know, harmful, but you're not bound to stay in a relationship. Particularly if I often talk about, sort of the gap between your experience of the relationship and your expectation of the relationship mm-hmm. and how the pain is in the middle. And if you can't raise the experience and you're not willing to lower your expectations, then it may be time to cut it off. I mean, just to walk away. I mean, I use this Bob Dylan lyric, you know, he's talking about this girl who kind of did him wrong. And then the climax of the song is him saying, don't think twice. It's all right. Don't think twice. I can't sing it. I don't know how to sing it, but
you have such a great voice. It's not in your head.
Sometimes. Yeah. It's not in my head. And I think that same section I used, like Adele, right? So, yeah. Never mind. I'll find someone like you. Like I don't need to, it's okay to leave. Cause there are other fish in the sea, for mm-hmm. lack of a better phrase at the moment. Yeah. So that was kind of this based on know when it's time to go
right.
and know that it's okay to go. Mm-hmm. Those are both okay. And then I think the other piece that's really critical is that, have you heard this phrase that you don't get divorced from someone, you get divorced to someone?
You said that to me and I still haven't wrapped my head around that.
Well, I mean, particularly if you have children, you're going to be in each other's lives forever. You know, I mean, you're not walking away from a relationship. You're actually still in relationship. The relationship has just changed.
Sure.
And so now I'm divorced to you instead of
from you. There's not a severance. You. It's not a total severance.
Well, of course there is, but it's still like we still have to do things together. And I think it's certainly easy to what was the phrase you used earlier? Ghost.
Yeah.
You know, ghost or block or mm-hmm. You know, eliminate people from your world.
Right.
But by and large, we're going to be in the same communities. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see each other online and we're going to bump into each other at the grocery store. And I think it's important to remember that it's still in relationship and it doesn't have to be painful. It doesn't have to be problematic. I mean, certainly there are situations where it's going to be,
yeah.
But you can, the one thing you can control is your own posture, right? Like you don't have to be contemptuous towards your partner, your ex-partner.
Right.
Oh, you know what? You talked about before text messaging and I used the song Marvin Gaye, right? I heard it through the grapevine. Like don't, I mean, it's still personal, right? Like don't break up with somebody through the grapevine. Mm-hmm. And that, I think that includes over text.
Yeah.
I think it includes, certainly includes not having your best friend do it. But, or just finding out somehow that the relationship is over and you didn't even know. No. Mm-hmm. I think about that. Oh, that really tragic scene from that. You remember that movie, Singles? That was set in Seattle, like in the grunge era.
I don't know if I've seen Singles.
Oh my gosh.
Should I watch it?
Yes. it's classic. B, it's got a great soundtrack.
Okay.
And it's a really, really clever story.
So tell me about it. You were going to say something Singles. From the movie Singles.
Well, basically there's a scene in the movie where she finds out secondhand that she's no longer dating this guy.
Oh, jeez.
And it's really painful, but
yeah,
I don't want to ruin it for you.
I have had, this is so hard for me sometimes as an outsider, as a therapist, when you look into a relationship that, let's just say hypothetically, this is not a relationship that's bound by any sort of legal agreement. They are not sharing children. They're not sharing a home. They're definitely not sharing a marriage. It's just two single people. Hold on. What did you just... Zach just took a drink of his water, and I don't know if you needed to find the water bottle with your tongue or if you were missing your mouth, but that was comical. Okay.
Well, first of all, I can't see you anymore, so I don't know what you're looking at because I got poor connection over here.
It's you. But I'm looking at you. Who else would I be looking at?
But I can't see you. I'm just saying, so I didn't know if you could see me. But no, I had water on the lip of the thing, and it was going to drip into my mouth.
It's the most awkward... water bottle. It looked like you were making love to your water bottle. Okay. Just
good
saying.
Grief.
That's what it looked like.
No, that's not what it looked like.
I guarantee your water bottle feels fondly towards you right now.
Jeez.
Okay. But what I'm saying is that as a therapist, oftentimes we have the outsider view and there's people where you're just like, why are you together? What is the, what holds you together?
Yeah.
And I can only ask in so many ways because people will ask me, will you tell us if we need to break up? And I'm like, no, I won't. I'll help guide you in making a decision for yourself. But I think you and I might say this differently. I think you sometimes would be a little more blunt about it. Like,
blunt.
Yes,
that's exactly the word on the tip of my tongue. I was
yes.
Like, yep.
I think you should break up 100% and then you should stop seeing me. But,
I do 100. Yeah. In fact, I told a couple the other day, I said, okay. I was like, so done. I was like, if you guys don't come in here next week with stories about how fond you are of each other and how hard you're working and how hard you can see your partner working,
mm-hmm.
then we're wasting time.
Yeah.
Because this is the same, we've had the same appointment every single week for the last, you know, month and a half, which
they're very lucky that they have, because there are other therapists out there where the therapist would be absolutely hunky dory to take their money
cha-ching.
And make zero cha-ching. Progress. But you and I are similar in the sense that I will say we're wasting time. Like,
hey, speaking of that, so another thing that happened to us last week was Laura and I and the podcast were featured in a New York Times article.
Oh,
and
they make
me sound like I'm some kind of gold digger. Because I was like, if you're not paying me, I'm not your therapist. So and
I'm a moron.
You're like, I watch Elf.
It's an American classic.
So I was grateful. I was grateful for that opportunity, but I was like, oh no, this guy's a blowhard.
Yeah. But you're not interested in just taking people's money. You're interested in moving them along, creating some sort of motion in either direction. And here's the thing.
I would say more than that. I'm just not interested in wasting anybody's time.
Sure. Well, I don't think you're necessarily wasting anybody's time. It's that they're wasting their own time and money.
Yeah.
And you're just wanting to shed some light on that. But my goal for couples, whether they come in and they're thinking, maybe we should break up, maybe we shouldn't, is that they leave my office with so much more clarity than when they walked in, so that they understand, here's the direction we're moving. And yes, it's apart. We're splitting up. But we know the reasons why we're splitting up. And we're solid in that decision. There are so many research studies that say that when couples break up, oftentimes they feel like they made a mistake even 5 years post-divorce, which is interesting to me because maybe they made that decision in haste. Maybe they made the decision after speaking with a therapist that pointed them in the direction of splitting up, or they were particularly vulnerable to the advice of family members who didn't want the marriage to last or whatever it might be. But I would say the goal of breaking up is have clarity about it. Understand why you're breaking up and move in that direction. And yeah, and if a therapist can guide you and help you to find the answers to that, great. Yeah. Because we are never, ever getting back together.
Yeah. And then at the end, I was like, you know, it's okay to move on. It's okay to put things behind you and not be wallowing in self-pity or wallowing in pain. And I want to emphasize, like, I'm certainly not, and you're certainly not, we're certainly not pro breakup. We're just
right.
pro not staying in a relationship that doesn't edify you or help you achieve your goals. Mm-hmm. I mean, it, particularly if it becomes clear that it's not possible that it's edifying or to be edifying or to help you achieve your goals.
Yeah.
Relationship goals. I have a couple right now and they're really trying to figure out whether or not to stay together. And it's basically based on they're not married and they don't even live together, but there's a question about whether or not they're going to have children. And they love each other, but they're really debating whether they can come into the middle on this because they don't.
It's not, no children is not an area to compromise on, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the only, I would say, deal breakers out there is whether or not to have children. Wow.
So Michael Bublé, he's got that song, It's a Beautiful Day, which I didn't even realize was a breakup song until my daughter pointed it out to me.
Is it part of your article? Sing it.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah. Oh, he goes, hey, I can't stop myself from smiling. If I'm drinking, then I'm buying. And I know there's no denying. And he's basically celebrating the fact that his relationship is over.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you can't talk about moving on unless you talk about Ariana Grande and Thank You Next.
I can't even talk about anything other than Ariana Grande.
She's not allowed in my car. I don't let Ariana Grande in my car.
It's because she's too talented. So, you can't even hit those notes. How's it go?
I can't hit those notes. Oh, I don't even know. I think it goes, thank you, next. But she basically lists out what all these exes have taught her. One taught me love. One taught me patience. One taught me pain. Now I'm amazing. I've loved and I've lost, but that's not what I see. So look what I got. Look what you taught me. And for that, I say, thank you. Next.
Yeah. Well, here's the interesting part. Working in Salt Lake, I recognize that I have a lot of couples that have been together since high school. And you and Rebecca met each other pretty young.
Yeah, we were 22, 23.
Yeah, that's about what Ryan and I were. But if I had married whatever person I was attracted to when I was 16 years old, man, I have learned a lot. I have grown a lot. I am not even the same person I was when I was that old. It's kind of amazing to me to look at the different types of people that have come in and out of my life and what purposes they served at the time. Maybe it was just my like drinking buddy that when I was 21 years old and I was learning how to be in the bar and be social and be a young woman that was dating. And so I like hung out with this person for a couple of months and, but I've learned a lot. Here's one that I like. You have Gwen Stefani. You and me.
Yeah.
We used to be together.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That's nice. You have a nice voice.
Mm. Every day together, always.
Hey.
I really feel.
Yeah. Hey, we got to wrap this thing up.
I know. I was a guest on a podcast and it's called, it's like relationship karaoke.
Oh man.
But they sing on their podcast about relationships. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is cool.
And okay. We can wrap it up.
Anyway, so I think that minimally, I hope that the podcast, even the songs, even just the ideas will give you permission to think differently about your relationship, particularly if you're wondering whether to stay or go. Cause it's not an easy choice. I know that for sure.
Yeah. And you can go to AnnaLuisa.com and check out jewelry in case you break up and you want to get back together. I hear jewelry is a great gift to get back together with.
Or to stay together.
Stay together.
You know, I don't want to dismiss that partnership because that's really cool. And we're really proud to be part of the sort of Anna Luisa family, or have Anna Luisa be part of
our family,
Marriage Therapy Radio family. So please do check it out. Please check them out. And what is it? It's AnnaLuisa.com/
/4betterus. Yep.
Yeah. And remember, Mother's Day is coming out soon. Mm-hmm.
It's coming out. And May 18th, I believe, is the date this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay. Oh. Hey, it's good to see your face. I'm gonna take another drink of my water real quick, okay?
Okay. Stop it. Do not. No. Be decent to that water. We're done.
Okay. All right. Later.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio, brought to you by AnnaLuisa.com for jewelry. Hey, I wanted to tell you about another couples retreat that Zach and I are doing. It's actually the last retreat that we're going to do until the fall. Can you believe it? It's happening on June 9th and 10th in Seattle, Washington. That gives you a little bit of time to find your babysitters, find some people to take care of your chillins, and come join Zach and myself. We like to limit these workshops to only 25 couples or less, so it keeps it an intimate environment, and it's so fun to hang out with you and get to know you on a more personal basis. If you want to learn more, go to marriagetherapyradio.com and click on the tab that says workshops. You'll see this one is our June 9th and 10th, the last workshop that we'll be doing until the fall. Hey, thanks so much for all of your time and energy that you're putting towards your relationship, making it better today than it was yesterday.